You know, for me, guitar-wise, obviously, you know, people have picked out, you know, Robin Guthrie and, you know, Vinnie Riley and Johnny Marr. You know, not so obvious, but a big influence on me in terms of voicings and chord choices is Geordie Walker from Killing Joke, and Alex Lifeson is a big deal for me from Rush. I know Matt, you know, is a big fan of Alex as well. And it really speaks to how to use space in the guitar, how to cut across laterally and think broad terms, not necessarily vertical solos, but think laterally in terms of opening up trapdoors and opening up space within a song. And that's something those players like Chris Haskett, also from Rollins Band, is another person that thinks about guitar in a very different way, and it comes across in the music. So those are maybe not so obvious of heavy-hitting, aggressive guitar music that makes me approach the guitar in a different way, and they're big influences in how I think about, but maybe doesn't show up in what I play in the end.
I've got a lot of influences, but they don't manifest themselves in what I do with this band or other bands.
Like Chicago.
I let the band be my influence.
Okay.
And just, you know, what can I do to complement this band more than what can I do to bring in, you know, Joe Jackson influence? You know, I'm in Sanjia. Who cares about Joe Jackson? You know, it's influenced my life, but or Elvis right. Costello or Graham Parker, you know, the pub rock stuff I'm way into, but I can't find any way where that's influenced what I do with the band.
Yeah, I actually really agree a lot with what Davis said about that. It's like, you know, I think there's so many different influences that we've had over the years that Sans You is its own biggest influence. You know, when we start playing, something might just come out of the blue, and then, you know, just having musical sensibilities that have developed over the years that, you know, you don't necessarily consciously go ahead trying to play something. It just sort of, something
just
comes
happens.
Out, and then you know, each of us will then kind of play off of that, and the next thing you know, some song is manifesting itself.
It happens quickly sometimes.
And going to the idea of, like, what has influenced me, you know, I think that, you know, not just music, but art in general, and, you know, poetry and nature is a big part of what, you know, inspires myself, and I think all of us to do music.
Bigfoot.
You know, Sasquatch, yeah, you know, we're all avid Sasquatch researchers, you know.
Ultraman.
Ultraman's a big big part of our childhood, you know. I think all of us are, you know, that dates us. It goes to show that, you know, we're not a bunch of young kids, you know.